This is Ana Carmo with UN News. Communities and religious leaders have come together to call for peace and calm in Sri Lanka following the deadly church and hotel suicide bombings on Easter Sunday. With nearly 300 killed, including 45 children, the Indian Ocean Island nation is in a state of mourning and living through a national trauma. That's according to the UN resident coordinator in Sri Lanka, Anna Singer, who also warned that beyond the fear and shock, there was rising concern over a possible backlash. The UN is on the ground supporting communities and providing medical supplies, as well as psychological aid for those who witnessed the violence. Anna Singer spoke by phone to UN News' Mustafa Al-Gamal and gave him an update on the latest situation in Sri Lanka.
Well, of course, as you can imagine, the mood is one of incredible shock and fear at the same time. We are talking about over 310 dead in one day and over 540 plus injured. So it's massive shock for the psyche of a country that has just come out of 30 years of civil war just 10 years ago. This is a time for mourning, really, for those who have lost their lives. Funerals are being held today and tomorrow. There is a considerable fear as anger rises for a backlash. So certain groups could be targeted as a result of this. So communities on the ground, I think, are still in a state of shock. Now the police and the armed forces have been deployed across the provinces. I have to say, religious leaders until now have been very statesmanlike and have been calling for peace and calm. All religious leaders cutting across faith groups have come together to call for peace and calm. And the government, together with the community, are organizing the funerals. And I understand that also lots of the Muslim communities have been supporting the churches in also setting up the funerals. So lots of communal movement, but at the same time, there is lots of fear as well awaiting the backlash.
Ms. Hannah, as a resident coordinator, what have you done since the attacks happened in terms of reaching out to community and such?
Yes, I mean, in my capacity as the representative of the Secretary General, I have met with the President, the Prime Minister, the Army Commander, religious leaders to convey our condolences. I particularly spoke to the Cardinal, and I'm hoping to be attending some of the funerals of some of the families if the situation allows. But I'm very closely also together with my team monitoring the security and the political situation closely, because ensuring the safety of the UN staff and ensuring that the UN country team are also working together to agree on security measures for the UN. It's also very critical to keep the top UN leadership in New York and Geneva informed of the political development, and also to provide our analysis on the ground of the situation, but also to ask for the analysis from their side as well. We are also doing forward planning to put in place a communication strategy that speaking on with the UN, speaking as one, to build a narrative of peace. I think this will be one of our most important next steps with this regard. We are also monitoring social media to track hate speeches and liaising with Facebook to share information to counter the spread of hate speech. Some agencies, of course, I'm coordinating with the agencies as well. So some agencies on the ground, like, for example, UNICEF, is because the death of children is horrific. It's over 45 children have been killed in this attack, and 45 children, yes. And we are afraid that this could rise even. So UNICEF is providing medical supplies as requested by the hospitals for treating injured children and families. And both UNICEF, WHO, are also working on providing psychosocial first aid program for the families who have been impacted or who have witnessed the violence. But of course, now this is the time that we'll also we will be needing long-term psychosocial support and counseling services to the communities. So this is like our first aid and the immediate actions that we have done. You know, it's just a day since the terrible, horrific event there.
And Ms. Hanasinghe, you talked about reaching out to social media to combat hate speech on their platform. Do you have any concern about the government clampdown on social media in Sri Lanka?
Well, you know, they for we have just experience in Kandy in March 2018, where the government has really had worked well trying to not a clampdown, but controlling the social media to control the fake news and inciting violence. Unfortunately, this has been, you know, social media has been used to spread fake news and to incite violence. So these are short measures taken adopted by the government now to put an immediate stop and control of the current situation. You know, the mood is very raw. So this was their way to counter the fake news and to incite violence for now. I think it is expected to be restored over the next couple of days.
In this hard times, in this difficult times, Ms. Hanasinghe, what message have you, you've met with the leaders of the country, what message have you conveyed to them on behalf of the UN?
I think I've raised concerns, but underline that there must be a system in place to ensure no communal backlash. And also encourage a united approach by the political and religious leadership in the country. I've also reached out to the Secretary General. Secretary General has issued a statement, and I hope he will be reaching out also to the political leadership in the country to ensure that the importance of a united approach, especially by both the political and the religious leaders in the country. I'm also glad that, the general message has been also that there has been a terrible, strong condemnation both by the Secretary General and by the Security Council to condemn terrorism act. I think these were the messaging during these times.
How can the international community support Sri Lanka in this time?
Well, I mean, this is the time really where the international community needs to come together. I think it's providing the Sri Lankan government with methods of to counter terrorism, how to and to use the experience of other countries who suffered from this horrific situation, how to trace, to support, for example, for tracing the act of terrorism and the connections to international terrorism, but also lots of I think there will be lots of need for psychosocial. I mean, this is a national trauma. Remember, this is a country that has suffered for 30 years of brutal civil war. So to be attacked like this and to suffer from this massive loss. Strong need for experienced psychosocial expertise that can work both on peace and reconciliation, on the community level,